What's up, DI fam? It's Ashley Tajay.
Hi, everybody. It's Tasha.
Hey, hey. It's Nikki. It's the favorite fam that you never had.
Right.
Welcome awesome. Back.
Yes. It feels so good to be back.
To Disruptive. It does. I feel like it's been a minute. Like, I know we did our little sidebar and whatnot with Emma.
Yes.
And you guys got to catch back up with us. But here's the thing. It's been a minute since we chatted.
Yes, it has.
So I feel like we're about to have, like, an all-out, just regular schmegular, like, we're going to have an all-out girl chat. Like, we're just going to let it all out today.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. I'm super excited.
Join the convo.
Yes. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yes. So what are we talking about?
Yo, like, what's good?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, how was everybody's week, for starters?
It was good.
Start there. You had a good week?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that feels like fall. Like, y'all, if y'all don't know where we are, because I know we have listeners.
We do got listeners. Just saying, we done checked our stats.
Yeah.
We got, right? We got listeners all over. We are in New York. And if you don't know, when September hits in New York.
Crazy.
It's like the weather saw a state trooper. Yeah. Like, this bitch just load all the way down.
Yeah. Switch up. Really. Like,
it went from 90 degrees to, like, 60 degrees in a day.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yep.
So.
And every freaking night, it's in the 50s.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. I'm, like, actually cold.
Yeah. Me too.
See, I like this weather, so it doesn't bother me.
It's nice, but it's a shocker.
Can we get a transition?
Yeah.
Yeah. We will, though. Ladies, we will, because we have about 2 more weeks of actual
official summer. Yeah, it ain't
so
over.
It's coming.
I mean,
today was actually beautiful.
No, it was pretty.
It started to get cooler towards the evening, but we have it. Like, and we'll get that Indian summer week sooner or later.
Yeah, we definitely
will.
So
we'll get that. But overall, Nikki, how was your week, though?
My week has been long as heck. It's been just a long week. I have a corporate, like most of us do. I have a corporate job, so I do work in corporate America. So we're closing out our quarter.
Okay.
For all y'all that have them type of jobs where you got to have everything done by the end of your quarter.
You know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What it's like.
Yeah.
And then personally, it's just been a long week personally.
Okay, gotcha.
It's been one of those.
Gotcha.
Like type of weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they happen. Yeah. And they happen to all of us.
Yo.
They happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, praise God for perseverance.
Yes.
You made it
through. For real.
And by the way, your nails, girl.
Oh, my God. You see that?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what happened?
You see this little 6'11 for anybody that does that SNS out there. That powder dip.
They look so nice.
This is dumb cute, this color.
That is cute. I like that color.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to, you know, quickly shout you out on that one.
I had to have time to do the nails now. You know
that.
Well, that's therapy.
Exactly.
For ladies, we know that there's ways that we have to get our therapy in and self-care. And that's part of self-care.
Boom.
So
tell me about your week.
My week was actually great. It was productive. Work was great. My personal was fantastic. Hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 days at the gym, but then 2 at home on my home workouts. And I'm really getting it in. I'm really beginning to love working out.
That's dope.
I really want to get to the point where I get there and like really, really, really love working out. But so far, so good. And then when your girl went into the clothing store and thought she was a large and found out she was a medium.
Talk about it.
Okay.
Talk about
snatched,
it.
All right. So I was like, well, won't he do it when we fall in line? Okay.
Right.
Praise God. So I had a fantastic week, to say the least.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yes. Miss Ashley Tajay.
Yes.
Addison, man, what's up?
Nothing. I had a relaxing week.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nigga don't got no job. I'm chilling. Okay. real fun. Okay.
Yo, that's much.
I ain't doing nothing.
So you're on vacation?
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm chilling.
Yeah. A lot of R&R.
A lot. It's good,
though. Sometimes you need that, though. Like,
yes,
for real,
really do. Mm-hmm. Like, you just figure everything out when you just don't have to be stressed.
Yes.
Let's talk about that for a minute. So, anybody listening, you can see you got 3 different perspectives. You got somebody in one season, somebody that's real joyful in another season, somebody that feels like they're a little pressed, but don't misunderstand me.
Yes.
I'm still making things happen.
Exactly.
So you have three different perspectives, which is what we always want to bring to the table. Oh, we want to be genuine here.
Yes.
And we invite you guys as you listen.
Facts.
Let this be a seed.
Exactly.
As you listen, yo, join the conversation. Obviously, you're not here on a microphone, but you're definitely going to be talking to yourself in your head.
Exactly.
This is going to start provoking thought in you, and that's what we want.
Of course. That's cool.
Right? That's who we are. Yes, we're disruptive.
Definitely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that was hitting me, like, really heavy this week that I definitely want to talk about is knowing yourself.
Wow.
Mm.
Really, really knowing yourself, getting to know yourself, and what value is that to you?
Mm.
As you guys know, especially those of you that have been tuning in, we have a faith background here.
Yes.
The three of us typically, I mean, we were raised very similar in our structure of our faith.
Yes.
So going to church, believing in God, believing in Christ. When you're raised like that, I was raised really with a Christ conscious, and don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that I don't agree with knowing who God is and knowing who Christ is in you. Mm-hmm. Boom. I'm not saying that that's false by any means.
Mm-hmm.
But my consciousness of self came from having a Christ conscience.
That's true.
Okay, so anytime I felt any type of way, that's always secondary. As I've gotten older, I don't feel like that has served me in adulthood. I have to be honest with you.
Got you.
So now I'm coming to a point of getting to know myself.
Mm.
What does Nikki like? What does Nikki feel? Does Nikki agree with that? And you guys already know this.
Yeah.
I don't agree with a lot of the things that the church teaches in the way that it teaches it.
Me neither.
So now you have this coming apart and pulling apart. It's like a coming undone process.
Yep.
I want to hear y'all thoughts. Like, what do you think about? Is it important to know yourself? Can you know yourself and prioritize self and Christ at the same time? Can they coincide?
Mm-hmm.
Are they mutually exclusive?
No, they have to. To me, I believe that they have to coincide.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, and you can chime in at any time you feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they're both critical. Like, it is critical to know yourself just as equally as critical as knowing who Christ is and who Christ says you are. I don't want to separate the word, but the word is the word. We can't change it. But it has to adapt to the life that we live.
Okay. Break that down.
Okay. So
get into that.
So
what does that mean?
Like, my thing is that knowing who we are in Christ, if Christ tells me that I am his,
right,
and that I am bought with a price, I am predestined, I am set up to win. But if I don't feel that and I don't know that, or my entire life I've been told by other people that that's not true, whether it be family, strangers, teachers, folks that are influential in your life, or you allow them to be influential in your life, and you don't know who you are, you don't believe what, or you believe what you were told, which is negative, or you choose to believe what Christ tells you, which is positive, you still have to know yourself. But it's hard to really know yourself if you don't spend time with yourself. How do you know what you like if you don't try anything?
That's a good point, but can I ask you something?
Okay.
Or can I ask you all both something?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think that religion or faith-based organizations have put a negative connotation on getting to know yourself in the sense of spending time with yourself, but I think there is a negative connotation on prioritizing self.
I agree.
Self is always looked at as flesh, and if self is always identified with flesh and we identify flesh with sin, how do you rectify that?
I don't know. That's a deep one. Ash, do you have any commentary on that?
I feel like the only way to really know yourself is to find out by yourself.
Mm.
I feel like you can't have any influence from anybody to really get to know who you are. You understand what I'm saying? Because then if you are in a church and if you say, look, I like alcohol, you know, they might, no, we don't do that. Then you're thinking like, all right, no, me liking that is a wrong thing. Now you're second guessing yourself.
That's a big point.
You know, so I feel like
the
best way to do it, like you can't let anybody dictate how you live your life. You have to do that for yourself.
Boom. That's a whole point right there. Yep. I really like that's
all. You got to do that for yourself. You can't let anybody tell you how to do this and why you should do it, because at the end of the day, when you do go to be with the Lord, he's not going to say, well, you did this because this person told you that. He's going to ask you, why did you do this?
Yes.
He's not going to ask you, you know, why did you let this person tell you to do that?
Right, right, right.
You so it's like it's all for yourself, you know? So I feel like, you know, you want to listen when you grow up. Obviously, you listen to your parents, you know. Yes. They teach you right from wrong, and we all know what right from wrong is. Yes. But when I say right from wrong, I'm like, don't be mean to people. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, that's something, you know, but to say, don't, what is another sin? Don't.
Steal?
Don't stick. Well, no, I don't think that anyone should steal. So okay, don't. Yeah. So give me something else. Something that is like, you know,
like if it's right for you. Like, yeah. Okay, all right.
Now, yeah, divorce. Like stealing, don't.
Divorce. Okay. That's subjective. We talk about subjective things. Oh,
yeah, that's another one. To me, what it, now they say you should only leave if it's cheating.
Adultery.
Yeah. Adultery. I don't think that that's true. So you're telling me if somebody mentally, emotionally, physically abuses you, you should just, no, they're going through a hard time. Let's just pray it out. I don't believe in that.
No, yeah,
I that feel like it's more than just adultery. Adultery really, I mean, it's bad, but it's not, I don't
it's
think
not,
that
it's
that
not
be
the worst thing that you could do to a person. Right, exactly.
So I feel like you really have to, you have to dictate how you live your life. You got to dictate how you move. Granted, don't do anything that will harm you, but if you're doing something that makes you happy and it's not putting any harsh anything on your life, like any, it's not bringing you any stress or any problems, you got to do what you got to do. You only got one life to live that we know
facts.
Of. Facts. You got to be happy within yourself.
Facts.
And I to add to that, I really feel from personal experience, it's hard to walk or live and walk in the spirit every second of every moment of absolutely. Every day. Because we live in a sinful body.
Okay.
There is a shell there. So I feel like it we can't to live in a way that you don't do anything, you live a boring life. I don't think Christ calls us to have a boring life. I don't think Christ called us
either.
To be bored, to be squares, so to speak.
Robotic, cookie cutter.
I believe he called us to live a life of abundance. And we know right from wrong. You know right from wrong. So my thing is,
you know right from wrong in black and white areas, but when it does come down to things that are very subjective, and I think that there's a lot of the word that's not clear on subjective circumstances, like we're just talking about, like a big thing, relationship, divorce, things that people face every single day. Like, yes, the majority of things that we say are black and white, right and wrong, can be defined by a lot of our laws. So I look at it like, perfect example, like I feel like what I'm learning is self is not bad. Like I'm getting away from that, right? I'm prioritizing self. I'm in a phase of that's my phase. That's my learning process right now. And if anything is in violation of another person, that's where the line is drawn. So if I violate you, then my priority of self is now out of balance, out of whack. If I violate myself and my body, things like that, again, it's out of balance.
Yes, it is.
So I think that there's ways to kind of check the way that you prioritize self.
Yes.
But what about in those subjective cases? Listen, like with those core issues.
Then that means you just have to go back. I mean, the Bible, what is written, it's done. But having a relationship with Christ, meaning you can go to him and ask him anything. You can ask him and seek him for anything, and you'll get that answer. When you are in relationship, you will get that answer, whether he speaks to one of his other children, whether he brings you that answer directly to your spirit, you'll know. But I feel like too many times we, some people treat themselves too well, meaning that they don't do anything for the outside world, don't help anybody in any way. But then on the opposite side of the spectrum, there are people that give too much and don't give to themselves enough. There has to be a balance. That's why I'm a firm believer in saying no to some things.
Oh no, I definitely
not
think
always
that.
Saying yes.
We have to have boundaries. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And not doing something to appease someone else. If you are asked to do something, take it into consideration. That's why I used to be like, well, why does the church ask me to pray about it? Now I get it. Because you're not supposed to say yes to everything.
No.
You're not supposed to just jump up and do everything anything that someone asks you to do. Sometimes that's not where you're supposed to be. So to pray about it and just say, Lord, listen, have your way. Mm. That's my prayers.
Right. It doesn't have to be crazy.
Yeah. Lord, have your way. I give you permission. Have your way. And I leave it at that. And whatever my spirit tells me after, or the next morning, or even at that moment,
yeah,
I do what it says. And sometimes I am selfish, but I feel like as a human being, we have to be a little bit selfish. Because if we're not, we can get stomped on.
I think we will get stomped on.
Exactly.
I don't even think it's a possibility. I think it's a sure shot. It just depends on how much and how harshly we get stomped on.
Exactly. So it's got to be a balance, definitely. But knowing yourself is very vital because it sets the tone for what you'll put up with in a relationship. Mm. It sets the tone for how far you will go in life in terms of career, in terms of schooling.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? It really, really is the foundation for like everything that you wish to accomplish, how far you believe that you can go. If you don't know yourself and you second guess yourself on everything that you do, or you allow someone else to dictate what you should do, and you're a grown person, that's a problem. That's because you don't really know yourself. You have to get to know yourself. Mm-hmm. Listen, Christ knew who he was.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't we adopt that same attitude?
That's a really good one.
Yeah. And if that means shutting some niggas out your life.
Facts. Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? Blocking some niggas, like doing whatever you have to do, then do that. But the worst thing you can do is go through life and live your life for someone else and live your life not knowing who you really are, what you truly love, what you can really give to this world and not do that. Basically, bottom line is to live life without purpose. That's the worst thing you can do in life.
That is so real. I feel like that's like one of the number one tactics of the enemy that I feel like God has revealed to me. And if you're listening and you don't believe in, you know, Christ and God and the devil, we call him the enemy. That's fine. You don't have to use these terms. But I think a lot of these principles are still very applicable. And I feel like one of the biggest deceptions out there is he makes you believe that you don't have something that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And that will cause you to live life without purpose.
Oh, of course.
It's okay if you don't have something and you're actually in absence of something.
Mm-hmm.
You can mourn it. You can not have it. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. It's a sucky situation to be in, but it is what it is. But when you actually have something and act as if you don't, to me that is one of the biggest travesties. And that, to me, I mean, that's what happened in the garden.
Yes.
Made Eve believe that she didn't have good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she had good all around her.
Exactly.
Literally.
Living life as if you don't have what you have. That's like one of the biggest things. And I feel like that's the biggest tactic of the enemy.
Exactly.
And then we don't live life fully. We live without purpose. We have such a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't use it to its full potential for whatever the little knick-knack reasons may be.
And so that's what I'm saying. So that's where the word comes in. We know the word. Like, listen. Satan tried to tempt Jesus several times. Like, he knew the word. He knew what to do. We know the word. We know what to do. And if you don't know the word, then that means you're not in your word enough.
Mm.
And if you in your word and you don't understand it, then get into a Bible-based church. Go to a Bible study, a weekly Bible study. Study under someone so that you can learn what the word means, what it says, and how to use it, how to activate it in your life. But take that part and then take also the part of you roaming in this world.
Mm.
you're in this world alone, ultimately. We are alone.
Facts.
Because no one shares our most intimate thoughts. 100%. Like, nobody knows what we think at night when we're by ourselves sleeping, when we wake up first thing in the morning.
Work.
No one knows, not even your spouse. So my thing is, that part is on you. But it's a twofold situation. You have to operate and live for you. And then also, too, you have to keep God in the center of that. I believe that. I truly believe that.
I do, too. I'm to the point to rectifying, like, I don't know. I feel like I've had a lot of church hurt. Like, I feel like churches abuse and misrepresent so much. So even for people who are listening who do want to get an understanding of what we're talking about, maybe you're interested, you want to know what we feel is truth and where we're kind of drawing some of this from.
Yes.
You can get in your word on your own, and you could just, I don't know, I feel like you can ask God. I feel like there's such a misrepresentation, and like when we talk about ideology, like what the church talks about and preaches in idealism, I probably disagree with about 75% of that shit.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot. So I'm very anti-system, but God has made me that way. Like, I'm created to be anti-system. I was born in a system. I was born behind bars in a hard body system. Of course I'm going to go against the grain. Everything now that I look for is freedom.
Got you.
You know what I mean? You're born into a position to where your freedom is not there. What you're looking for is freedom.
Yeah, of course.
So when I look in the word, what I look for Christ in the word. And to me, Christ is relationship, and relationship equals freedom.
Yes. Agreed.
So.
Totally.
You know, we agree. We have different mindsets. We have different structures and stabilities here. But I mean, there's many ways to skin a cat now.
Yeah, that is so true. And I mean, when you say about church hurt, I believe everyone at some point in their life, once you open up and you go to a church, you have been hurt. But see, the thing is that those folks that fill those pews are hurting people. Like,
and that's fine to me.
But that should not dictate your relationship with Christ.
It doesn't, but okay, so this is where I agree, but I disagree. So the members are hurting people.
Yes.
I agree with that. That's correct. But then once you have leadership that asserts authority in a certain way, and they start saying, this is God, this isn't God, and they start depicting that for what it is for the people, that to me is where the problem lies.
Okay.
Because a lot of people are not strong enough or wise enough or don't know themselves enough to know that it is God's will for you to understand that this has got to be right with you as well.
And that's why it's a two-part thing.
It is a two-part thing. But there's a lot of people that don't know that. And so you go to these places to get fed or to get raised or to get sound doctrine. And when you don't get that, that's life damaging.
It is.
You start making decisions based off of that shit.
Yep.
That shit start ruining your fucking life.
Yeah, but you don't ever question it, though? I mean, being a youth and not questioning it, I can understand. But being an adult and not questioning something?
Okay, so let me ask you.
Okay.
Ashley.
I think everybody, you can't really put, like, a time limit on when somebody gets it.
I know.
I feel like some people will get it when they're young. Some people won't get into their 90, unfortunately.
Right.
I feel like you can't put a time frame on, like, okay, you're this age, now you need go. Like, go on. Like, I don't think that it's like that. And some people are not raised to be strong-minded.
Yes.
Some people are raised being torn down, so they can't make a decision without somebody else making it for them. And then they say, okay, we're going to do that. You said we're going to do that, so we're going to do that.
I get you.
So I feel like you can't put a, we can't really judge how somebody, you know, acts and how they move, because you don't know.
That's the whole point, because at that point, you go into the church body. I feel like the church body fulfills needs that maybe it wasn't intended to.
I agree.
And is not equipped. So you got psychological needs, you have emotional needs, you have spiritual needs.
Yep.
Until we're a full functioning body, which I don't think we are, a lot of people are going to church to get their emotional needs filled.
That's true.
As opposed to their spiritual needs. So then exactly what you talked about. Somebody, you know, is weak-minded and they're broken down, what have you.
Yep.
Everybody is doing this. This is where my acceptance is. This is your, and come on, we black and brown people here. Our churches are in inner cities where these kids are not getting fed. These kids are not we don't have our family.
Yeah.
Moms and dads, we don't know where they are. Like, we're in these types of situations. So the church is a staple point of stability. Once you start to link stability to these things, and you listen, these kids are coming in young. Mm-hmm. What if you start to go there and now you start making life decisions because you've been raised there based off of some things. Then you get to be about 30 and realize, this ain't what the fuck I want.
Exactly. Got
you. What do you do?
My whole life. Yep.
That's real.
Yeah. That's how people feel. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep. Following something that, and then another thing too is like, we can't follow what someone tells you, but not what they do. Like, you can't, if somebody's not doing something and they're telling you this is what you should do because that's the right thing to do, but they're not doing it, why are you following it?
Yeah.
You know, you like, gotta
do
stop.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. And I feel like that's the worst thing. I don't want to do what somebody's telling me to do. I want to follow what are you doing? Yeah. If you're doing right and you're telling me to do right, but I see you doing right, then I'm going to do right.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me do right, but I see you doing bad stuff, but you're telling me, no, God forgives us for that. Don't worry about it. He's going to forgive us. But you need to do this. I'm going to do exactly what you're going to do. Because especially kid coming from an inner city who doesn't have any, like, the picture of what a good, you know, person or a good thing to do, you're just going to follow whatever you are attracted to or your role model or whatever's in your life.
Yeah.
I feel like church could be a good thing if you're going to a good church family. But if you're going to people who don't know themselves and all they know is the word.
Ooh, that's a good point.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
That's
a very good point. I think that's a problem. Yeah. I believe that God wants us to know us because he's created you as a vessel.
Of course.
Independent as an individual. Yes. There's a blessing there and there's a uniqueness in you. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that the word changes or that God's word, I'm not saying any of that crazy stuff, but.
Because it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. But the character of God is unique in you. And whatever he's placed in you is for you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that uniqueness is, I feel like he wants you to get to know that. And that reflection of who he is in you is going to be different.
Gotcha. Yep.
And it's needed. That's what I think. I think self is very important.
Of course.
I think self is very important. And I think we make big deals about things in the church that are not big deals to God. I think when we look at the character of God, when Christ came, like I think I was telling y'all about this. Maybe I wasn't. I was on somebody's live. It's like one of these, he's like a Facebook preacher. I ain't even gonna mention his name.
Okay.
He's not even a preacher. He's like this real avid Christian, whatever, what have you. He felt like he had a word about the election coming up.
Oh, yes, you did.
Mentioned this.
Yeah, right? You mentioned it.
And I some of the stuff he was saying I could rock with, and then some of the stuff, this is, I'm going to start talking about buzzwords and hot topics and some of the things. I mean, we do have the election coming up.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of big topics at hand. So he was talking about Democrats versus Republicans. He didn't feel like anybody was right, which is cool, whatever.
Yeah.
He felt like the Republican Party held more values that were closer to the Word of God than what the Democratic Party did.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And, okay, you can make an argument for that. You have some buzzwords. You have some hot topics.
Yes.
You have,
of course,
abortion being one of them.
Yeah.
You have same-sex marriage being one of them. You have a lot of these things that seem to conflict with the Word of God, which doesn't seem to have its place, so to speak, in 2019.
Got you.
And then what happened was, is as he began to paint this picture on what he believed is going to happen, he basically believes that Trump is going to be elected again, which, honestly, I don't think is far-fetched.
Okay.
Yeah, that's your thought.
Yeah, it is what it is. Exactly. I can see it. It's not far-fetched.
Yeah.
What I don't agree with is, you know, one party having more of a foundation in the word than the other. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed in the comments, you have Christians going back and forth, arguing in the comments because one would agree and one wouldn't agree. Mm-hmm. And that was just ridiculous, number
Terrible.
One.
Yeah.
But what was funny to me was we're using, all right, so if you want to use the Republican Party, they don't believe in abortion. They don't believe in same-sex marriage. You have these very structural, foundational things that seem to reflect the word.
Yes.
I use the word seem.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Seem to reflect the word because I don't agree with it.
Okay.
But then you have, like, the Democratic Party that is for people, for the Republicans against immigration. I'm using very broad terms here.
Yes.
So don't quote me. That's the basic narrative.
Yes.
Right? The Democrats are more liberal on that.
Yeah.
Liberal on same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Liberal on a woman having their rights, right?
Yes.
These are all, to me, these are all very relational type things. That's,
yes.
That's a way to reach out to people. Like, you're in people's hearts in that sense.
Of course.
Now, whether you're doing the right thing, that's to be decided. That is subjective. But then you have a hard stance on the right, and they're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Both are very separated. And mm-hmm. what I noticed was it's like the word and the relationship, right? Yes. And as opposed to people realizing that if you can uphold the word, you have no relationship with people. You have a lack of love. You're not reaching out to people. You're not sensitive. Mm-hmm. That is not the character of God.
Gotcha.
If you have relationship with people and you're allowing people to do what they think is right, but you're not holding a standard of the word, mm-hmm. it's the same thing. We're both
it is
identified by our lack and our sin. Why isn't it not that, oh, my God, we're both equally guilty. This is why we need a God.
Exactly.
Ew. That's crazy to me. Like, it just showed me that it doesn't matter what side you stand no. on. The point is that we just don't have it.
They're both wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why we need a perfect God. But everybody's pointing fingers at each yeah. other. It was just real interesting.
It's terrible.
And that's the wrong way to go about it. But we do. And I say we because I'm guilty of it, too. Think like we have a hard problem with we say it's our opinion, but it's really judgment.
No, that's the thing.
That's you know, that's oh, it's just thing. My opinion. This is how I feel, but it's still judgment. And we know what Christ says about judging others.
Well, yeah, we know what he says about judgment. Period.
Yeah,
he's the only one that has the right to judge.
Exactly.
So even in that, it's like I look at that. I feel like a lot of people who I'm about to call y'all out are on the right-hand side or the Republican side. No offense, not everybody, but a lot of that stance mm-hmm. is very, very judgmental. Mm-hmm. That's not the character of God.
Yes, I agreed. It's not.
That's not yeah. the heart of God.
No, of course
I think
not.
About, like, when Christ came, he came and he didn't come to anybody qualified. He came to the worst of people, but he didn't even mention here, and this is why I also think that we get screwed up.
What?
He didn't even mention sanctification.
Hmm.
So you realize when God calls us and we're saved, there's a difference between being saved and being sanctified. You get sanctified as you walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of the people in the church out picketing for the world to look like us, to the world to look sanctified. Mm-hmm. That's dumb to me.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Agreed. Agreed.
That's crazy. The word tells us that if you're not saved, you're dead in your sin. You're dead.
Yes.
Meaning you can't change it.
I understand.
But here we are picketing, wanting the world to look like what we're supposed to be a representative of.
Yeah.
They're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
We ain't doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
That yeah. There's a difference there. It makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah,
to
and it's. No. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm just taking it all in. I think it's this world and the people that live in it. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, we all flawed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's just stuff that.
But that was, I mean, great.
It was
great
good.
Assessment
yeah.
of it, you know, of and just taking it all in. I think that was fantastic.
Yeah.
I just feel like we talk about these things to bring light to the situation.
Yes.
And I think that is very, very vital. But
that's
at the same
point.
Time, it's partly heartbreaking because it's like we want things to change. But in my opinion, I'm not going to speak for you all. I'm just going to speak for myself. They won't. They won't.
What don't you think is going to change?
I feel like the justice system, the judicial system, period, and how, you know, just the prison system all the way to black and brown brothers and sisters being killed by cops and not being held accountable. I just feel like all the wrong things that are going on in this world are not going to change. The only thing that's going to change is when Christ comes to get us and then defeats the enemy for good, for final, for always, forever. Like, that's what I feel.
Got you.
Like, so to talk about it, yes, we want to talk about it. We want to bring light. We want to shed light. But I feel like, is change really going to happen? In my heart of hearts, I don't believe that that's true.
Damn, son, that's a harsh reality.
Yeah, it is.
That's crazy. I get your sentiment. I disagree.
Well, it's been going on for God knows how long, and it hasn't changed.
I don't think it's changed completely.
We're talking 200, 300, 400 years.
I mean, you're definitely right. Okay. I don't think that the system itself has changed
mm-hmm. okay.
completely. Do I think we've made strides? Yeah. Like, yeah. there's brothers and sisters.
I feel like going
that.
A step forward and 10 steps backwards.
Damn, for real?
Yeah. Definitely believe that.
Okay.
Definitely believe that.
I don't think we're anywhere near where we should be by any means.
Yeah.
But I do think that there has been.
It's gotten better.
Yeah, there, it's definitely gotten better. Yeah, we ain't slaves over here, okay?
Yeah, we're not on a plantation. Yeah. Like, we not.
Maybe not, but in other ways, we are.
But ain't nobody catching beating.
Do you think it's just black people? I think it's everybody. I think, like, not everybody, mm-hmm. but most of, like, I think, like, middle class, like, I feel like we are sort of slaves. Like, we go to, you're born, you're a baby, you're a toddler, you start pre-K, you go graduate, go to middle school, go to high school, go to college, you got about $100,000 in school loans. You go to college thinking that I'm going to have a better life just to get there, and now you got to pay all that money back. Now you got to work for the rest of your... There's so many people who cannot retire at 65.
Oh, yeah, now that's out the door.
Like, that's what? Retire? You understand what I'm saying? Like, they ain't no retiring. You ain't retiring. It's like, so we sort of are slaves, but I feel like we're slaves to the system. I feel like the only way that it could change is if we all come together and we all make a change, which is going to be hard. It's not going to be easy, but I think it's possible.
Think it's possible?
Yeah. I think somebody needs to, somebody has to be the change and help everybody get to that point. I don't know who that somebody is. I believe it would be God, mm-hmm. but before we get there, mm-hmm. I believe somebody will help be the change.
Got you.
I think it's possible.
I think it's the God in us. I think what we're tasked to mm-hmm. do daily as just people is we got to be here and we have to do our part. Mm-hmm. Whatever your burden is, whatever your passion is, like, I'm passionate about this stuff. Like, that type of civil type stuff,
mm-hmm. yes.
all day long. Okay. I could do that all day long. But I think we have to have an active role mm-hmm. in thinking that we can change certain things and have that hope, and whatever you feel like you can do, you gotta do. Whatever you feel like your role is, like, we're a puzzle, but we can't sit on the sideline though.
That's no, true. And just watch it. That's just true. Feel like it's been this way,
right? I mean, it has. That is a reality. Yeah, we gotta face our reality. Yeah. But I think there's definitely things that we can we can do. I think conversation is a big part of it.
It is.
Have those conversations. They may be uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
Different people are gonna take different things from it.
Exactly.
And then you got to put your hand to it.
Yep. I agree. We have to be the change. I feel like everybody should try to do something that can change America.
See, and I feel like you can try, but it's not going to do anything.
But the thing is that you don't have to reach everybody. So, like, for instance, if you do one good thing for five people out of your lives, you change the mindset of those five people. It don't have to be a million.
Got it.
Everybody has the, come on.
Right.
Everybody doesn't have the resources to travel the world and be a change. So, but if you can be the change for one person and help one person be a better person, I think you're making the steps to help in America be great.
Got you.
But.
Oh, you about to say that slogan. She about to talk
about it.
She got a red hat on to
Trump. The world
Trump
as a whole.
Is not, the world, Trump is not going to make America great.
Nah, definitely
no
not.
No shade to Trump.
No, no shade at all.
You
but
can definitely
I just,
build some businesses, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, no.
Definitely
but
not.
I feel like we all have to come together. But I feel like before you try and make America great, you got to be great.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a self.
Yeah.
We got to start.
Got to be whole.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Got to be whole.
And that's with self-care.
Yep.
And knowing yourself.
Yeah.
I was in therapy. My therapy sessions, I just had to tell y'all.
Word?
The last 2 weeks have
that's
been
good.
Bomb.
Awesome.
Like fire. She's been saying this one phrase, like, repeatedly to me, and I take it home and I say it to myself, like, throughout the week and throughout the day. It's dumb simple. Like, you're gonna be like, really? That's it? That's what got you to think?
Tell us.
She always says to me, Nikki, how does that serve you? And I'm like,
I like that.
It has changed my entire perspective.
Yeah.
I bet.
Changed my entire perspective. And she also identified a mindset or a pattern. Because I'm harsh. Like, I feel like maybe a lot of us are harsh on ourselves. Like, I judge myself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, most
so
definitely.
Hard.
Yeah.
I feel like I have grace for others and stuff like that.
Yep.
But it doesn't, like, come back to me. And she she was like one thing you've done really, really well, something that you have mastered, is that you've mastered the art of survival. Mm. And I was like, damn, like, you're right. She was like, look at you. Something needs to be done at work. You got it. You have savings built up. You always hit your bonus. You go to the gym all the time. Something needs to be done. You can beast out, grit your teeth. She calls me a girl with grit. Get it done, and you survive through it. Mm-hmm. But you're stuck in certain scenarios because you don't know yourself enough. Mm. Because all you do is survive. And what you're not doing is living. And what you don't know how to do is live.
That's a word.
I was like, ah!
That is a word for so many of us.
Yeah.
Yo, that hit me so hard.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I thought on that so hard throughout the week. I needed that. It was such a good self-reflection. Like, it was like, yo.
That's so true.
Yeah, because how many people, if we could poll and people just be honest with themselves and admit either or. Mm. Are you living or are you just surviving?
Yeah, existing.
Existing.
Exactly. Not even surviving, just existing. You're just here.
Yeah, for real.
Like, and that a big part of that is knowing yourself. Mm-hmm.
So then what are some things that you think, like give one thing or two things that you think a person can do from this day forward to find themselves? Mm. One thing I think is to know where you came from. Or know where you come from.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, know your background.
I'm going to pose a question to you on that. What about for people like myself?
Uh-huh.
Where it's hard, like, not everybody has that luxury of knowing everybody.
Your family tree and then can
that they're born
tie back
with,
to your bloodline.
Maybe there's a lot of, and even if there is now an available connection, maybe there's a lot of hurt attached to it to where you don't want to go there. So, like, what if you do come from those scenarios where you don't have that?
Okay, so I think in those scenarios, although it is very hard to go, you know, some people don't even want to know because they might know a little bit, so they're like, I don't even want to open it up. I feel like in order to be the best you, you have to go through the good and the bad.
Damn, son.
So I feel like you have to know where you came from, whether it's good or bad, because if you know exactly where you came from, and even though it might not be the best situation, you moving forward, you'll know what to do and what not to do.
That's true.
And then you'll want to have a different story for yourself.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you don't become you don't become, you know, what your past is. Yeah, yeah, so I feel like that's what it is. It's your story, you know, and it's okay to go through a bad chapter, but close a chapter and start a new one.
Yes.
I feel like we have to know our past, know our present in order to get to the future. You got to know the past, the present, and if it's three phases. You got to know where you came from. You got to know what you're doing now and what you got to do better to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
Damn. So you think that they're vital building blocks?
Yeah.
You think that
you
past,
have to
that
know.
History is important. Yo, that's real.
You got to know.
I agree with you.
And it's not forever. It's gonna hurt when you hear it. You might dwell on it for a little bit, but eventually, I feel like whether it's good or bad, whatever you've been through, it will make you the best you, mm-hmm. whether it's good or bad.
And not every, I believe that we have pockets of disappointment in life. I feel like, you know, even if it were down to you wanting a specific toy for Christmas as a 10-year-old kid and you woke up Christmas morning and didn't get it. Okay, there are extremes to it. But I do feel like confronting your past, it may be that you find out something positive that will propel you to be your best self.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That little missing piece of the puzzle, you find that out, and that's going to allow you to thrive. Exactly. It doesn't always have to be negative.
No, it doesn't.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Ooh. It can be positive.
Yes.
But I do totally agree with you. Definitely looking at your history. And your childhood all the way up into the present, and definitely confront whatever you have to confront to definitely get to where you want to be, to live on purpose, you know. But I think another part of it would be to not deny yourself. I would say to just go out and explore.
Like
you don't really know
if you like something or don't like something until you actually try it and find out if you like it or you don't like it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, with my therapist, she was saying, oh, well, you should go to New York City and see the sights and go check out the food. And there's so much culture. And I'm like, I don't even like that. And I don't want to do that crap. I don't even know if I like that. Like, I don't want to do it. And then I said to myself, wait, how do you know you don't like it if you've never done it?
Right.
And then went and had a great time.
See?
So it's like when we close ourselves off to things, then we are defeating ourselves mm-hmm. from the jump. Like, we have to explore. Try things. How do you know you don't like jazz if you don't listen to it? How do you know you don't like, you know, hanging out with friends and family more than you do? Try it. Yeah. Try, you know, hosting a house party with a couple of friends. Try joining a book club. Go to the library, join a mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that you can do, but I think in order to find out who you are so that you can really live your life with purpose is exploring.
Yeah, dope. I like that. Yeah. So knowing your history, exploring life.
Yep.
What else you got, Nate?
And for me, I think don't suppress yourself. Don't suppress your true self. Mm. Be genuine. I think for a lot of us, and I say us because as I was talking to some of my friends, like I was telling you about, mm-hmm. that may have felt like they had compromised what their truth was to adapt to somebody else's. It's a compromise. You feel it when it happens. Mm-hmm. There's a sense of self and there's a sense of your genuine self that you begin to suppress in order to make a decision to adapt something else. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. There's that small voice, whether it's a rigid feeling, whether it's an uncomfortability, whatever it may be, that triggers, that you identify that something is not for you or it's not you, go with yourself. Mm-hmm. And even if you're wrong, allow yourself to be wrong and grow through that process.
I like that.
Don't compromise your truth mm-hmm. and your genuine self mm-hmm. for anything and anybody. Because mm-hmm. I truly believe at the end of the day, that's where you'll be most happy.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it.
I definitely
staying true to yourself.
Yeah. And I think another thing, too, is also learning to do things by yourself.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Don't always set things up with people because if they can't make it, you know, then you just go, all right, well, now I'm just not going to do it. No. Sometimes you got to do things by yourself.
Oh, my gosh,
then you can really find out what you like to. Don't rely on, all right, we're going to have to do it this time because of this person got to come and that. No, sometimes you got to do things by yourself.
That is true. Oh, my gosh.
Be content with being alone and be content with, you know, being around people. But I feel like if you are not comfortable with yourself, how could you even be comfortable with everybody else? If you don't love yourself, how could you love somebody else?
Ooh.
That's a real one.
Yeah, because I never used to like going anywhere by myself. I never wanted to go to the movies by myself.
Oh.
I definitely wasn't going to sit in a food court by myself.
Right.
Now going shopping, retail shopping, I don't need nobody to do that. Do you understand what I'm saying? But things that require a two-person, two-plus-person crew.
Experience.
Exactly. I'm like, yo, I'm never doing that. And I found myself in those situations. And I'm like, yo, going to the movies by myself was like super dope. Like, niggas ain't talking to you, interrupting you while you watching the movie. And I am the person that does that. I will say to them, yo, what's going on here? Like, what's going on next? Yo, that's crazy. Yeah. Who are you telling to shut up? Like, I paid my ticket money. You know what I'm saying? But now when I'm by myself, I'm snuggled, I'm focused. I'm watching the movie.
Yo, you spend time with yourself, you realize you a dope-ass person.
Exactly.
Yo, when I'm with myself, I be laughing at my own jokes. I be thinking
you,
I'm dumb funny.
Listen to some music, sing it, be like, hold up.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, so, yeah, when you learn that, and then you'll learn that you are cool. You are unique in your own way, the way Christ made you. You're just cool in your own right. Like, that's it.
Can I take this all the way left?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can edit this if you want to.
No.
Because
we've
been talking about everything.
Going straight through.
What happened? What you talking about?
You ever had some real, like, self-care time, like alone time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do that,
when you
too.
Just,
yeah.
When you just really be with yourself and
alone.
You just do it so good. You want to snuggle yourself?
But yeah. You know what? But
if
you
I
know
could
what?
Cut myself right now, I'd be all up and cut myself.
And I feel like, and I feel like that's another thing, too. If you don't know how to take care of yourself, how's somebody else going to know how to take care of yourself?
Work.
If you don't find out what you like, how you going to be able to tell somebody, I don't like that. Once you do it this, once you do it like that. You need to know you need to know yourself.
Every
inside,
facet.
Out.
And out.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
everything.
It.
Everything.
Yeah, I tell
take
you.
Take care of yourself. You know?
Self-love. That's awesome.
Yes.
And finding oneself. That's
exactly.
Absolutely cool.
Yeah. And to start living and not existing.
I think that's what we have for you all today, DI
yes,
fam.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah.
Peace, love, happiness. This is your family that you never had, that you always wanted.
Right.
Yes, we're here.
I'm
Thank
your cousin.
You all for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Yes, we love you guys. We out.
Yes, God bless.